the barnyard is busy in a regular tizzy, and the obvious reason is because of the season. Ma Nature's lyrical with her yearly miracle. Spring, spring, spring. All the hen folk are hatching while their men folk are scratching to ensure the survival of each brand new arrival.
Each nest is twittering, they're all babysittering. Spring, spring, spring.
It's a beehive of budding son and daughter life. Every family has plans in due. Even down in the brook, the underwater life is forever blowing bubbles too.
Every field wears a bonnet with some spring daisies on it. Even birds of a feather show their clothes off together.
Sun's getting shattery to spotlight the finery.
Spring, spring, spring.
From his eyrie, the eagle with his eagle eye gazes down across his eagle beak. And the fixin', his lady with the legal eye, screams, suppose we set the date this week.
Yes, sirree, spring discloses that it's all. One supposes it's a real bed of roses, wagon tails, rubbing noses. Each day is Mother's Day, the next is some Mother's Day when love is king.
Dan, Ben, Caleb, everybody, Millie's having her baby.
Well, I played that because I was just like, it's so cold here, it's ridiculous, and I know it's pretty cold in the UK as well. So I just thought a little bit about spring, and spring and spring might just make us all feel a little bit warmer. I'm afraid in my case it failed miserably. Warm welcome to the program. As you can probably still hear, I'm suffering the tailwind effects of the cold now. It's been hanging around for about a week, more or less. It's well and truly on its way out, but now I feel all nasally and talky like that, Malcolm. You remember that advert on television? So forgive me if I'm not quite myself this week, but you never know, that may actually mean there's an all-round improvement. It's interesting, on Seven Brides and Seven Brothers, of the brides and the brothers, only Virginia Gibson actually sang for herself. All the other brides and all of the brothers were dubbed by other people. So I think in the whole of that film, there was, what, Seven Brides, Seven Brothers, that's 14, plus Howard Keel and Jane Powell, that's 16. Only three of them actually sang for themselves. It's rather sad when you think about it, isn't it? Anyway, welcome to the programme. All the usual things in about all the usual places. So let's settle back and relax on this rather chilly February morning, February evening for some of us still over on this side of the Atlantic, but whatever. And you know, there's always a chance that
maybe you'll fall in love with me, Domani. Maybe tomorrow night the sun will shine. I'll change my name from Johnny to Giovanni. If you will say Domani, you'll be mine. Come to me, signorina from Italy. And aunts and your ma and pa and your paisani, they all agree that we should wed Domani. uncles and aunts and your ma and pa and your paisani. They all agree that we should wed Domani.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at some of the words there. They just made me smile. That was Julius LaRosa and Domani, and I just loved it. There was a bit in there that you said you'd call him Johnny, call him Giovanni, and as long as you called him Domani, I thought it's. I love these words. It's early in the morning, it's late in the evening for me, and I have hardly slept over the last couple of days, so you're going to have to forgive me if I babble a little bit this week. Well, babble more than usual. I wasn't here last week, by the way, you probably know that already. We had our pay-to-play. We raised nearly £5,000, £4,800 pledged to the station, which is just wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And I actually got to take part in my first pay-to-play day, which was bizarrely nerve-wracking, considering I've been on Angel Radio now. I think this is my fifth, possibly even sixth year. I was incredibly nervous, which, you know, just sort of like there's a lot of responsibility there, and it went thankfully very well indeed. If you took part, thank you very much. And if you just joined in and listened and had a good time, well, thank you for that as well. We are one big family here at Angel Radio, just trying to make this little radio station of ours succeed and please us all day and night. And for the most part, we seem to be doing that, fingers crossed, reasonably well.
No other love have I, only my love for you, only the dream we knew. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, from doubt and free from longing. Into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love. Fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love, no
Fitzgerald with the orchestra there, Marty Pesh waving the stick at them, and that was called No Other Love. All right, I think we're a little bit, actually no, we're dead on time. Oh, good grief, I don't know how that happened. I'm sorry, I'll try and avoid it in the future. Time now for our first segment of the program, and all I have to do to start it is to say two magic words, and those are Bing, Sing.
How can I She's only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. You may think she's happy and free from care. She's not, though she seems to be. 'Tis sad when you think of her wasted life, for youth cannot mate with age. And her beauty was sold for an old man's gold. She's a bird in a gilded cage.
East side, west side,
all around the town, the tots sang ringing a rosy. London Bridge is falling down. Boys and girls together, me and Mamie O'Rourke, trip the light fantastic on the sidewalk of New York. Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with "Will you be mine?" Oh, it's so grand, and it's too, too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying, "I love you, I do"? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking, the heaven in my arms was you.
Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did.
Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying, "I love you, I do"? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you. A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune. Just like the strain of a haunting refrain, she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you
just like a pretty tune.
Whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, that same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go.
Songs came from 1962. How Can I Leave Thee? A Bird in a Gilded Cage. The Sidewalks of New York. Did You Ever See a Dream Walking? A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody. And Whither Thou Goest. And that was in our binging, singing selection this week. And we'll have another set of songs from him around about the same time next week, right here on Angel Radio. Time now to go over to Germany to Holger's house. And a lot of people ask me and say, well, you know, you say you go to Holger's house, but where is Holger's house? Well, it's in a small town called Ebersbach, which has about 7,000 people living in it. And says Holger, it is only 500 meters away from the Czech border. And he very kindly sent me a map as well, and I can see exactly where it is. Czech border is indeed very, very close. Just, I would say, 500 meters to the southeast, if you want to be absolutely specific. But he says that he can use a train from Ebersbach and arrive about 1 hour later in the Czech town of Liberec, which I'm sure I'm mispronouncing. His town in Germany that he is closest to, that everybody would have heard of, was, I guess, probably Dresden, which is certainly to the west of him, I would say about 50 miles. So that's where Holger's house is, and if you want me to forward the map to you, just drop me an email or a message, and I will happily do that. Anyway, every week he sends us a lovely song, and he says, this week, he says, I am sending you the German version of Goodness Gracious Me. Bum buddy bum, das kann gefällig sein, is the best as I can do without hearing it be sung. Lonnie Kellner and Peter Frankenfeld from 1961.
Der nächste bitte.
Mir wird schwindelig.
Ah, das bildet man sich ein. Ich glaube, das kann nur ein ganz besonderer Schwindel sein. Mein Blut, das wallt und kocht, und mein Puls, der rast und pocht.
So.
Es geht bum budi 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 bum bum budi bum budi bum budi bum.
Oh, quel malheur, madame. Passiert Ihnen das häufig?
Ja, regelmäßig dann, wenn ich mich unterhalte mit einem ganz bestimmten Mann.
Ach so.
Dann bin ich wie verhext, ich verheddere jeden Text. Es geht bum budi bum budi bum budi bum budi bum budi bum budi bum 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 budi bum budi bum budi bum.
Oh, quel malheur, madame. Entwickelte seit Jahren ganz spezielle Heilverfahren, doch hier steh ich und weiß leider keinen Rat.
Jeder Doktor meint, es kennt ihn jede Frau nur als Patientin, und als Mann ist er dann hochgelehrt und fad.
Bitte?
Ach Doktor, wollen Sie fühlen?
Oh, bitte gern, Madame.
Hier links, da sitzt das, was ich nicht genau beschreiben kann.
Oh ja, jetzt geht's los. Ja.
Tja, was machen wir da bloß?
Es geht bum budi bum budi bum budi bum budi bum budi bum budi bum 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 budi bum budi bum budi. Oh, das kann gefährlich sein.
Doktor, werden Sie mich untersuchen?
Zeigen Sie mir bitte die Zunge.
Ah.
Mhm, nehmen Sie sie wieder heran. Sehr gut. Meine interzirkulose, amoureuse Diagnose heißt bei Ihnen, Sie sind leider viel zu schön.
Darf ich demzufolge hoffen, dass Sie mir nun endlich offen Ihre Seelentherapeutik eingestehen?
Oh la la, oh cha cha.
Oh Doktor, ich weiß etwas, das man dafür verschreibt. Ich garantiere für gar nichts mehr, wenn das bei mir so bleibt.
Diese Therapie?
Lieber Doktor, die sind Sie. Es geht bum budi bum budi bum budi bum budi
bum budi bum budi bum 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 budi bum budi bum budi bum. Oh, das kann gefährlich.
Sehr gefährlich
für uns beide sein.
Herr Doktor, was raten Sie mir?
Kommen Sie dreimal täglich zu mir.
Well, if you thought that those two were sounding just like a little bit too close, considering they were patient and doctor, that was because in real life they actually were husband and wife, Lonnie Kellner and Peter Frankenfeld, who after the Second World War became an interpreter with the US military government, and then after that he went into broadcasting and pioneered a number of quiz programs on West German radio and television, and I think he became one of the country's best-known television hosts. I think he hosted just about everything, a little bit like Bruce Forsyth used to do once upon a time, if you remember, or if you're on this side of the States, Wink Martindale, who I think hosted just about every quiz show going at some point in time. Anyway, Holger, thank you so much for that. Really did enjoy that this week. Boom, buddy, boom, buddy, boom, dash, gush, for schlagen, shine. If I say it fast enough, then it doesn't sound too bad, I think. Olga, thank you so much. Looking forward to next week's song, and I hope you have a good week between now and then.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all of the time. Oh yeah, life is bare. Stormy weather, and I just can't get my poor self together. Oh, I the time, the time. So weary all of the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. Pray the Lord will let me walk in the sun once more. Oh, I can't go on, can't go on, can't go on. Everything I have is gone. Stormy weather, stormy weather. Since my man and I, me and my daddy ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time. Oh, oh, keeps raining all of the time. Oh, yeah, 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 raining all of the time.
Stormy Weather and Etta James. The song goes back to 1933. It was originally sung by Ethel Waters in the Cotton Club in Harlem, and it's been sung by a lot of people since then. Probably around about 2-3 o'clock in the morning when everybody's into their fifth martini and totally gaga, but what a great song. Stormy Weather. We will be having Beagle's Big Three right after this.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I like it too much.
Move over, darling.
That gleam in your eyes is no big surprise anymore. 'Cause you fooled me before. I'm all in a spin.
Move over, darling.
About to give in. I want you right now. The way you sigh has me waving my conscience goodbye. You can call me a fickle thing, but I'm practically yours forever because
I yearn to be king.
Move over, darling.
Well, she's been around since the 1960s and is still going strong, bless her. 77 years of age now, born in Bethnal Green in London. That was, of course, Helen Shapiro, Move Over Darling, which we really associate probably more with Doris Day. But you know what? Helen Shapiro is pretty darn good as well. You are listening to Big Lee at Night here on Angel Radio with me, RB. And we go through until the early hours of the morning. And right now, it is time for Big Lee's Big Three. And we say good morning to Jennifer, who actually lives here in Danbury, Connecticut. Nice to hear from you, Jennifer. Thank you so much for getting in touch. Totally threw me there. I had to reread the email twice there just to make sure it's absolutely correct. But yes, indeed, Jennifer is here in Danbury, Connecticut. I just learned from the Facebook page that Friends of Angel Radio, I knew of one Danbury in the UK, which was in Essex, but there's loads of Danburys in the UK. And now we have Jennifer literally took road from where I'm talking right now. And she says, one of the people that I like a lot is Bert Camford and his orchestra. She said, I'm sure you've probably done three of his songs back to back to back before now, but you know what? It's worth it. Again, I agree, Jennifer. Here we go. one of my favorites, Burke Camford and his orchestra, and that was three in a row there from Jennifer, who lives right here in Danbury, Connecticut. So pleased to hear somebody other than myself listening in my current hometown. It's been my current hometown for coming up 32 years now. Black Beauty is what we started off with, and then we had Treat for Trumpet, and finally Zambezi. Jennifer, thank you so much for getting in touch, and thank you for your choices. Really did enjoy them immensely. And if you would like to program next week's Beagle's Big Three, then all you got to do is drop me an email. Let me know the artist you would like to hear, and you can choose the three songs as well, like Jennifer did, or you can let me choose them for you. Either is fine. And at the moment, Beagle's Big Three next Tuesday, wide open. So first come, first serve. Time now for Tell Me a Story, and in this particular segment of the program, we can do basically anything that we want that's sort of telling a story. Last week we had a very interesting interview with a drummer, Gene Krupa. Actually, not last week, the week before. This week's interview is very short, well, relatively short. I'm not even going to tell you who's being interviewed. You can sort of guess as you go along. It only lasts a couple of minutes, but it is a BBC interview from September 1944.
As you know, Glenn Miller, now Major Glenn Miller, is here just now as conductor of the American Band of the Allied Expeditionary Force. And that's a bit of luck for the wishing well. And for you, Jeff, Rodney, and Rocky in East Africa. Because Glenn has come along specially today to meet you.
Thank you, Vernon, and hello to all you guys and gals on the all-allied fighting team. I'd like to put that hello into capital letters to the three gentlemen who invited me here, Jeff, Rodney, and Rocky.
I'm sure that many of the forces who are listening, as well as Jeff and Rodney and Rocky, will paste this moment well into their memory books, Major Miller.
Take it easy now, Vernon.
And now, how about bouncing a few answers back at the questions that have been bowling in about you and your American band of the AEF?
Well, you start asking, we'll do our best.
Well, I think first we should start right from the beginning of your visit to this country. Now, how long have you been over here?
Just about 3 months, but in those 90-odd days, it seems like we've lived a lifetime of really wonderful experiences.
Well, sounds as if you've been kept busy every moment.
Well, the flak has been a little heavy at times. And this might give you a rough idea of what it's been like. In the month of August, for instance, we played 89 separate jobs. That includes 35 concerts at the bases and camps, as well as maintaining our regular broadcasting schedule.
Well, shouldn't think there's much time left for eating and sleeping.
Well, sometimes there isn't.
Rumor has it, Glenn, that you and your boys will soon be going overseas.
The sooner we have it, Vernon, the better we'll like it.
Have you enjoyed being here? I mean, in the few moments you find outside work?
The real enjoyment comes from the moments inside our work. Once we heard the happy sound of a music-hungry bunch of servicemen yelling for more of whatever we had to offer, we knew that we could never enjoy a more satisfying payoff in our lives.
I can understand that.
It's really been a great kick. Not only that, but we've had the pleasure of playing with such fine British artists and new friends like Vera Lynn, Ann Shelton, Paula Green, many others. A couple of old friends of ours like Dinah Shore, Bing Crosby.
And how do you feel about the British reaction to your American band of the AEF?
From a personal standpoint, it's really been wonderful. The Tommies we have played for have made us feel right at home. We were surprised to find that the British youngsters in the service are well-educated to our American style of music.
Well, don't forget your records got here before you did.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. Anyway, I hope we can send some of our bands over here and bring some of your bands over to the States after the war so we'll all get to know each other a little better musically.
Well, that's a grand idea. And thank you, Major Glenn Miller, for your visit to our program.
Pleasure's been all ours, Vernon. It's always a treat to talk to the men and women of the forces. So to you out there, thanks again for the invitation to come here. And for now, good luck. Goodbye.
Thank you.
There was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that as you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he tell we were so much in love? The whole darned world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. In Berkeley Square.
Well, that was Joe Loss and his orchestra, but the lady singing there was the aforementioned Paula Green that Glenn Miller mentioned in his interview with Vernon at the BBC back in September 1944. I hope you enjoyed that. I came across it a couple of days ago and thought that was rather interesting. Short and sweet, but I thought very poignant, and I hope you did like that. We'll have another Tell Me a Story right about the same time next week. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley. It is Wednesday morning in the time zones to the east of Greenwich, and actually to a couple to the west as well, come to think of it. But on my side at the Atlantic over here in the United States, still very much mid-evening now, I guess we call this. Of course, it's dark out now, and the summer it's all still light, which is rather nice. But hey, we're getting there. The nights are getting shorter, folks. Pity the poor people in Barrow in in Alaska. I know it's not known as Barrow anymore. It's now known by its correct name, but I can't pronounce it for love nor money, and would not insult people in even trying. But temperature in Barrow the other day was about minus 30. But the good news was that the sun actually rose for the first time in about 8 weeks. Only for an hour, but it did. It came up at about 1:10 in the afternoon and was gone by about 2:15. But give it a couple of months and the sun will be up 24 hours a day. I can't imagine that. I don't know about you. I mean, I have enough problems now sleeping. Never used to, but I do now. The thought of not seeing any darkness for a couple of months would drive me crazy, but I'm sure it's just something you get used to, right? But wow, I don't know how they do it. There's a very interesting, if you just type into search engine Varro AK webcam, there's a very interesting webcam that you can look at that does a 24-hour look at a particular part of Barrow, which is very, very interesting indeed, especially when the moon is in the sky. You can see that thing actually go around and around and around. Absolutely crazy. Anyway, I digress. Got a little bit more time for some music this week, which is great.
Soon my eyes hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams.
Listeners here on Angel Radio, Joe Brown, and I'll see you in my dreams. Here's Doris Day now. She apparently is in a shanty, in an old shanty town. Doris?
It's only a shanty, in old shanty town. The roof is so slanty, it touches the ground. But my tumble-down shack by the old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, is calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty, in old shanty town.
I'd give up if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything.
There's a queen waiting there with a silvery shanty,
Doris Day from the album Lullaby of Broadway and In a Shanty, an Old Shanty Town. And we'll have some more from Doris Day in about 15 minutes' time in our Day at Night sequence. Benson and her all-girl band there with I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. And it's a good time of the night to get sentimental, and no matter what side of the Atlantic you're on, 8 o'clock in the evening just coming up to here in the UK, 1 o'clock just coming up to... No, actually, I got that round the wrong way, didn't I? I told you, this cold this week, it's just driving me crazy, and I know what I want to say, but stuff just comes out backwards. Really crazy. 8 o'clock here in the west, 1 o'clock coming up to in the east. By the time I've actually got this correct, it will be exactly that. But you're listening to Angel Radio and 98.6 in Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth and various other places close to those. Also, of course, in various DAB multiplexes throughout the United Kingdom and on the internet as well. And you can get information of listening on the internet and DABs at the website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Right now, though, just about practically on time, which is good for us. Here is a little bit of Posh.
Conoscete, signor Figaro, questo foglio chi perdo? Non lo conosco. Non lo conosco.
Non conosci.
No.
Non conosci.
No.
Si può darsi di peggio, vide un uom, signor mio, gitar giù al balcone, vedete i garofani in giardino.
Sì.
Cosa sento?
Sto inciso, certo.
Quel brillante,
comunque
un uomo lo vedo vegito, a tratto il limone fuggito, ed un tratto di vista m'uscì.
Se che faccio?
Su tutto lo vidi, ah, 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 cosa ridi? Cosa ridi? Cosa ridi? Cosa ridi? Tu sei cotto dal sorger del dì, tu sei cotto dal sorger del dì. Oh, ripetimi, ripetimi. Un uomo dal balcone, in giardino,
ma signore, se vuoi farlo in meno,
segui pure, segui pure. Volto il vedesti, no, non vedi, no, non vedi, via piangione sta zitto una volta, per tre soldi da fare un tumulto, già che il fatto non può stare occulto, sogno stesso saltato di lì, sogno stesso saltato di lì. Voi stesso che stupor, chi? Voi stesso che stupor, che stupor. Già crederlo posso, come mai diventasti sì grosso? Già crederlo il posso, non posso. Oh, poi il salto non fosti così. Ah, chi salta succede così? Chi il direbbe?
Che pazzo!
Tu che dici a me parve ragazzo? Carolin!
Ah,
è saputo, da Siviglia cavallo qui giunto, da Siviglio ben forse sarà. Questo no che il cavallo, io non vedi saltare di là. Pazienza!
Come mai?
Finiamo questo ballo!
C'è va!
Dunque tu salti giù, ma perché il timor, che timor l'ha rinchiuso? Aspettando quel caro visetto, ti petappi un sussurro sol d'uso. Poi gridaste lo scritto biglietto, saltai giù dal terrore confuso e strano.
travolto d'un nervo del piede.
Vostre dunque saran queste carte che perdeste.
Porgilla a me.
Sono in trappola, sono in trappola.
Figaro morto, Figaro eterno.
Dite un po', questo foglio cos'è?
Tosto, tosto, ne ho tanti, aspettate.
Sarà forse il sommario dei debiti,
o la lista dei costi. Parlate e tu lasciala. Lasciami e parli.
Parto sì, ma se torno a trovarti.
Vanne, vanne, non temo di te.
Parto sì, ma se torno a trovarti.
E parli.
Dunque,
coraggio,
oh che testa,
questa è la patente che poc'anzi il fanciullo mi die.
Per che fare
vi manca?
Chi manca?
Suggello!
Rispondi! Che l'usanza suo via ti confondi! Che l'usanza di porvi il suggello!
Questo birbo mi toglie il cervello!
Well, that was from the second act of Le Nozze di Figaro from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, of course, and that was called A Signor, and singing in there, well, there was Eberhard Victor, Giuseppe Taddei, Piero Cappuccilli, Carlo Maria Giolini, there was Anna Moffo, and also Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, and that was the Philharmonia Orchestra there. And I think it was Carlo Maria Giolini that was waving the stick at them. They did terribly well, though, don't you think? And that came from 1961. It was Scene 10, Cono Secrete Signor Figaro. And we'll have some more, a little bit of posh around about the same time next week. But you know what? We've got a little bit of time before day at night, so let's join Bob and Bing.
Really, Bing, we always have so much fun making pictures together. People seem to like them. They do well at the box office. How come we haven't worked together lately?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess. I don't know how to break this to you, kid, but on the screen, you sort of cramp my style.
What do you mean?
Well, for my money, you don't look too good.
With your money, nobody has to look too good. Excuse me, Bing. I didn't mean to raise my voice.
That's all right.
You're sure I didn't blow your hearing aid?
No. I'm tuned into We the People. I'm on a two-party line. Besides, kid, I like to do a lot of singing in my pictures. And with you around, it's just...
Singing?
So...
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say anything, but when you sang your song before, you sounded like Jessica with her net dragging. Why don't you give up?
Give up? Singing is my life, Robert.
It is, huh?
Of course, I've been lucky. There's the radio and the records and the jukeboxes, but I dare say I'd have been a singer 200 years ago.
Weren't you?
I ignore that and repeat, Bob, that 200 years ago I still could have made a living with my pipes.
Are you kidding? I suppose composers like Mozart and Beethoven would have been writing songs for you.
Not wholly impossible. I can see myself asking Ludwig von Beethoven to knock out a little ditty for me.
Almost sounds as if we're going into a sketch.
Could be.
Wolfgang Beethoven, start that racket and finish that symphony already.
Ach, der Lieber. I've got to stop those jam sessions mit Dizzy von Gillespie.
Oh, Ludwig. Ludwig.
Ja, Mama.
I've got a message for you. Mo called.
Mo who?
Mozart.
Mama, have you been spiking the strudel again?
Oh, Ludwig, there's somebody here to see you. Herr Bingel von Crosbein.
Oh, well, send him in.
Good day, I'm Herr von Crosbein.
Who?
Herr von Crosbein.
The Crosbein, I believe, but where the hell?
Say, tell me, is that your nose or are you eating a sausage there?
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a singer.
A broken down schnook like you is a singer? Ach, du Liverwurst, this is giving me mine Charlie's.
I'll have you know I'm Bingel von Crosbein, the famous singer. For 3 years I played at Slaps die Fritzies. And I've come all the way from Unter den Linden to see you. Jawohl, auch der Liebe und unter Blitzen, ich weine und you.
Lean back, Dummkopf, you're getting Limburger on the microphone.
Believe me, that's an improvement. Look, Beethoven, I got a deal for you. You're
what's
a
that?
Composer, I'm a singer.
All right, you let's try a song together.
Good,
good.
We try that.
You know, Crosbein, I dedicated this composition to that wonderful restaurant that used to be on Oberhauser Street.
Oh, yeah, you mean that delicatessen place where they had those king-size pig's feet?
Yeah. Heine worked behind the bar and he had a big red nose.
Mo would make the Wiener Schnitzel und the sauerkraut with the minis in the middle.
But a wonderful place was Heine's and Mo's. They never would light out the lights cause the place would never close.
Und Schultz would play a squeeze box solo with Ach, to leave us such a beautiful smalt.
You could blow your top in Heine's and Mo's.
Ach, we was the gay blades in those days, eh, mein Herr?
Yeah, I remember we belonged to the Wilhelmstrassen pickled herring and necking society.
Yeah. Sometimes we got around to the pickled herring.
Yeah. You fracture me, Crosbein.
Oh, you stinker, you.
Stinker.
Has your nose always been like that, or did you have that ballpoint put on it there? Yeah. What is that?
The free lunch was gorgeous. The beer was always cold.
Und the dancing with the women. Ah, the women.
Ja, ihr wollt.
You could smell the place for 16 blocks.
And it wasn't any rose. Garlic cheese and old Limburger.
And pickles mixed with the herring together. And the meatballs tasted just like leather.
Chopped up liver and bologna. Pickled pig's feet that were bony and salami.
Hey, Professor.
What is it?
Now you heard me sing, how do you like my voice?
Please, not while I'm eating.
Let's go where the place is jumping. Let's all go down to Heine's and
with tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations.
We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear.
Day will break and I'm gonna wake and start to bake a sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see.
Oh, darling, we will raise a
can't you see how happy we will be?
Picture you upon my knee, tea for two and two for tea, me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. Dear,
day will break and I'm gonna wake and start to bake a sugar cake for you to take, for all the boys to see.
The moon was sat and watched the world roll by. Baby stars were all agleam. What a beautiful dream. The world seemed empty of people. The air so pure and clean. It was the most fantastic place I've ever seen. I know I heard a choir and distant church bells chime. The bells were ringing all the time. Wedding cake and pink ice cream. What a beautiful dream. Bells chime, the bells were ringing all the time. Wedding cake and pink ice cream. What a beautiful dream. Oh, what a beautiful dream. Long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up at heaven.
every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey.
Four. Actually, you could argue five, but we'll settle for four. A Day at Night. We finished with Sentimental Journey. Before that, it was Oh, What a Beautiful Dream. Very Precious Love, and we started off the singing with T for Two, with Alex Stordahl and his orchestra. And before all of that happened, we also had Heine and Moes with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, and yes, Doris Day was in there as well. She was Mrs. Beethoven, I guess. Mrs. von Beethoven. We'll have some more from Doris Day around about the same time next week. But coming up after this, we'll have some comedy.
Hey, Lisa, that's a cute little hat you're wearing. But didn't they wear them back in the roaring 20s?
Why, Fran, that was long before my time.
Get a load of her. Dearie, do you remember when we waltzed to the Sousa band?
Oh my, wasn't the music grand?
Chowder parties down by the seashore every 4th of July.
Test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Henry Ford couldn't even fix a running board under a Chandler 6?
Dearie, life was cheery
in the good old days gone by.
Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Well, dearie, you're much older than I.
What do you mean older than you? When I was a kid, you were singing duets with Lillian Russell.
Lillian Russell? Why, you old
dearie, do you remember when we stayed up all night to get a Pittsburgh on a crystal set?
Keystone movies, Coogan and Chaplin, made you laugh
and you cried. Test your memory, my dearie.
Chicago all in flames sure caused a terrific row.
They blamed it on Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by.
Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Well, you should, 'cause dearie, you're much older than I.
Oh, I don't know. I can remember when you played opposite Rin Tin Tin.
Let's not be catty.
Dearie, I can remember when your hair was a different shade and you sang 20 years on the hit parade.
Well, I recall when you wore a bustle and it looks like you're wearing one now. Test your memory.
Dear Lisa, I'll bet you're twice as old as Pearl White or William S. Hart.
Well, you're just about ready to fall apart, my dearie.
Don't you call me dearie.
Why not? I've known you long enough.
You should. You're old enough to be my grandmother.
And you used to date my great-grandfather.
Weren't you one of the Floridora girls?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, because, dearie, you're much older than...
You're much older than...
You're much older than I.
Lisa Kirk and Fran Warren with the orchestra, and the orchestra was conducted by the great Henri René, and there was a song called Dearie. You're listening to Bigly at Night with me, RB. We're into the final half hour of the program, and usually you start that with comedy, and as regular listeners will know, what is usual is usually what happens. I guess that's what, you know what, I'm not going to even carry on with that.
We in England have a great tradition in filmmaking, particularly during the war, when we made those never-to-be-forgotten epics of Keep It Up, Stick It Out, Take It on the Chin. I knew you'd all volunteer. Good heavens, an orange. Jack, darling, what's happening to us? School of Film. Here's an excerpt from one such naval drama starring Dame Celia Millstrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, Fiona.
Charles, you're back.
Yes. Would you mind scratching it?
Oh, there, darling. Better.
Yes, darling. Oh, how I've missed that. Seems years since I was home on leave last.
Did you think of me out there?
Yes. Constantly, incessantly, never-endingly I thought of you back here. And did you think of me out there, back here?
Yes. All I could think of back here was you out there thinking of me back here. Thinking of you out there, back here. Needing you, wanting you, wanting to need you, needing to want you.
I want to feel you need me. I want to feel you're there behind me leading the way. And how are the children? All I know of them is what you've written to me. Emily, how's she? And Peter, Roger, Sydney, Jonquil, Rupert, Abdullah, and... You know, I've wondered a lot about young Abdullah while I've been here. And Buster. How's young Buster? Is he in long trousers yet? Is he going out with girls? Does he look like me?
Buster's the dog, darling.
Forgive me, Fiona. I'm not... I can't...
Charles! You're limping.
Yes. I didn't want you to find out this way, but... You'd have to know sooner or later. I've got... an ingrowing toenail. The MO says I'll never be a normal man again.
Oh, Charles. Hold me.
I can't, Fiona. Curse this gammy toe. I must go now.
When will you be back?
I don't know. I have a funny sort of premonition. I... won't be coming back.
You mean?
Yes. But if I don't get back, don't grieve. Just think, at last he's found a little rest. A little peace.
A little peace, Charles.
Yes. She's a barmaid at Chatham.
The trend in the theatre continues towards the 30s. Following the revival of Noel Coward's plays such as Private Lives and Hay Fever, comes yet another revival, Private Fever. And here is an excerpt.
Happy, Charles.
Ecstatically. Incredibly. And yet... somehow sad. And you, Fiona?
I'm sad too. Heartbreakingly, poignantly, unutterably sad, and yet somehow happy.
Yes. I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know. And now it's over between us. Finally, irrevocably. Indisputably, ultimately, inexorably over.
Yes. I've sensed it too.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes. I know. Even in spite of what happened between us at Biarritz.
Yes.
And Cannes.
Yes.
And on the Maharaja's yacht at Tobago.
Yes, yes.
And on the terrace of the casino at San Remo.
Yes.
And in the doorway of that horse meat shop in Ball's Pond Road.
Yes, my even in spite of that. In fact, perhaps in some unutterably poignantly incredible way, because of that.
Then, this is goodbye?
Yes.
Oh, God, Fiona. You're sending me out of your life forever.
Yes, Charles, I am. It's better this way. Please, please, please go now, my darling.
But, Fiona...
No, no, no. Please, don't say anything. Just walk away from me. Don't look back. Please, my darling, please, don't look back.
Goodbye.
I told him not to look back.
And now, the Round the Horn Colour Supplement.
Woman's page, and here is Daphne Whiteside to answer some of your personal queries.
First, I'd like to answer a question that comes from Mrs. J.P. of Aldershot. Now, I realise that a mole on your hip is an unsightly thing, but don't worry. My opinion is that the mole is only hibernating, and... he'll go back to the garden when the fine weather comes. Next is a letter from Mrs. Upjohn of Reigate, who complains that every night she's woken up by the screaming Habdabs. What I would suggest is the next time it happens, you hammer on the wall and tell Mr. and Mrs. Habdab to shut up. Finally, I have a letter from Worried of Hampstead, who wants to know how to acquire that fashionable, wide-eyed look. The answer is simple. Wear very tight corsets.
Yeah, thank you, Daphne. And I think I'll take your advice. This week, the Round the Horn Colour Supplement takes a look at the Englishman and money. And when you do have money, the first thing you should do is to insure yourself against losing it. Mind you, some policies are more useful than others. I myself have a policy which matures in the event of my being eaten alive by whelks on Shrove Tuesday. And if this does happen, my wife receives a lump sum of 17 and 6 and a glossy calendar depicting the man from the Prue riding his bike in the nude. Admittedly, insurance companies take risks, and Lloyd's of London will insure anything.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'd like to take out some insurance.
Life?
No, me legs.
Your legs?
No, I want to insure them against theft or flood.
Flood?
Yeah, I got a hole in my boot.
Yes, well, how much were you thinking of insuring them for?
Well, I thought £1 million a leg. That's, let me see, that's £3 million. No. No, it's two. Yes, I was counting my umbrella.
£2 million, isn't that rather excessive?
Well, Miss Anger insured her legs for £1 million, so mine must be worth double. I mean, they're twice as thick for a start. And much hairier. Yeah. Besides, I've got valuable tattoos on my legs. I've got the Hunt in Full Cry streaming up my left leg. Hunt in Full Cry.
Yeah. Where's the fox? No, don't. What makes you think your legs are worth that kind of money?
They're essential to my livelihood.
Why? What do you do?
I trip women up and run off with their handbags.
Oh, hello. How do you do? How very nice to see you. Oh, do you know each other? Mr... Mrs... I'm such a fool. I never can remember names. Do forgive me. Oh, hello. How well you look. How nice to see you. It's been 1,000 years. My dear, I know. Life. It's so exhausting, just existing. And what's it all about, one longs to know. It's one long rush. And now, to top it all, come dazzling wonders of television flashed from Lime Grove at Shepherd's Bush. It's such a wrench to leave one's television set, isn't it? May we say, well done you for doing it. No, we really do appreciate it because we know how hard it is not to look in, even when you hate it. And may we say thank you, too, for leaving your wireless and your book to come and have a look at Flesh and Blood? Well, it makes a change, doesn't it? Just think. Real live entertainers, seen in the original size and natural colours, not tinned or canned or screened from here to there, but actually here, breathing, more or less, and actually here, ready to do the show for you now. And for us, real live people to play to, not just imagined groups round sets or movie millions chewing as they stare, but real live people, crowds or few. Tis exciting, isn't it? And so new. Well, just think, us here, you there, us here. It's an occasion.
Will you stop staring at my face when I'm shaving?
Well, it's all that soap you've got on. You look like you've been eating candy floss and couldn't find your mouth.
Look, Jimmy, will you stop trying to make me laugh while I've got a razor against my throat?
Grandad, why do you shave?
Because I don't want people to see my face covered in hairs.
Well, when we went swimming, you didn't shave the hairs off your chest.
Oh, don't be silly.
Have you ever tried growing a beard?
Well, I had one when I was in the Merchant Navy, a fine, big, thick black beard.
You mean you were a pirate?
Well, in those days, everybody in the Navy grew a beard. Ah, the ladies loved a beard.
You mean they grew them as well?
Oh. Look, Jimmy, I'm trying to tell you... Oh, I've cut myself now.
Oh, you're always cutting yourself. Why don't you get an electric razor?
Because my beard's too strong for an electric razor.
Well, Alfie Hall uses one.
That youth. He's only to stand in a strong wind and he's shaved for the week. Jimmy, remember when he tried to grow a moustache?
Yeah. I've seen more hairs on a goose gob.
Look, what are you doing up here in the bathroom anyway? We usually got to drag you in here.
I wanted to make sure you don't wear a kilt tomorrow night when we go to the pantomime.
Well, it's not fixed yet that we're going.
Oh, of course it is. My mum says Susan's collecting the tickets tonight on her way home from work.
Well, in any case, why shouldn't I wear my kilt?
Because sitting in the front row, I'll be the worst big-mouthed nosy Parker in the district.
Who's that?
My pal, Ozzy.
Oh, what's he got to do with me wearing my kilt?
Well, I don't want him telling all the lads he saw me at Cinderella, sitting with one of the ugly sisters.
That was an excerpt from The Clitheroe Kid. And before that, of course, we had Joyce Grenfell, and there was bits in there from Round the Horn, and we also had Fiona and Charles. So much comedy, I can't remember what we started with, but I hope you enjoyed our bit of comedy for this week. Doesn't leave much time for us to gather now, but... what we have, we will spend in good music.
If I had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue.
Would you sit there in the gloom of your lonely little room and applaud each time I whispered, I love you, love you?
On the screen, the moment you came in view,
we would talk the whole thing over, we two. We would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee.
If I had a talking picture of you.
Well, Martha, here we are, parked out here in my little old Chevrolet coupe, dreaming again. But if you'd really like a talking picture of me, why, maybe it can be arranged.
But you'd have to let me direct the picture, and I'd write the script, too.
What would you say?
Oh, you'd look at me with love in your eyes and say... Oh, you'd say,
Something like this. Dear, dear Martha, remember that marvelous evening I stole your heart away from Willoughby?
Yes, and I found you in the garden with Pamela.
Pruning the rose bushes, that's all. My love is stronger than then, stronger than life itself.
Hey, that's pretty good. Let's get on with the shooting. Lights, action.
Action?
If you please. If I had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue.
Would you sit there in the gloom of your lonely little room and applaud each time I whispered, I love you, love you?
On the screen the moment you came in view,
we would talk the whole thing over, we two. We would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you. If I had a talking picture of you.
Whenever they won, way back home from 1935, there was the Boswell sisters, and before that, Martha Tilton and Johnny Mercer with Paul Weston's orchestra, and If I Had a Talking Picture of You.
Thank you. velvet lights and sweet music, and you in my
Well, that was rather pleasant, wasn't it? I do hope you managed to hear it all. That was Ambrose and his orchestra and soft lights and sweet music. The reason that I say that is because for various technical reasons that I won't bore you with, because mainly I don't understand them myself, when I do the program here, I hear the music as it was recorded. So songs in stereo and stuff I hear in stereo in my headphones and things like that. But when it gets transmitted out through the powers that be in heaven, sort of like a millisecond after I sent it, it comes out mono, which is very clever and, of course, is totally right because most of the music we have is mono. But that one was weird because I couldn't hear anything in my right lug hole. And I thought, oh, I do hope that comes out okay. Seems to be a very long explanation for a very short piece of music. Soft lights and sweet music from dear old Ambrose. Got time for a couple of short ones or one long one? What should we do? You know what? Let's go for the long one. But before we do, I'd like to thank you for listening to the program for the last hour and 55 minutes. We get to do this almost each and every week here on Angel Radio, and we've been doing it for quite some time now as well, which is nice, and I really do enjoy being with you with these 2 hours and just laying back and playing music and having a little bit of fun and a chat. So I leave you with this. It just remains for me to say, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. See how late it gets to sleepy people by dawn's early light. And too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in a cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a little rest.
Well, here we are, just about the same. Punchy little fella, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Now our next scene finds the same two sleepy people. They've been married for 5 years. As our scene opens, they're returning from a party. Well, here we are, and it's nearly 3:30. A perfectly good night wasted.
That's right, blame it all on me.
Two sleepy people, slightly touched in the head. We don't know enough to stay home and go to bed.
Oh, dear, stop your grumbling.
Hurry up, turn out the light. Ooh, what a relief to get these shoes off. They're so tight.
Well, this hard-boiled shirt you made me wear had me suffering all night. Your social plans, my pet, will be the ruin of me yet. Oh, the man in the apartment below is rapping the ceiling with his shoe.
Well, so what? Why should that bother us? We're making a lot of noise, too.
Two sleepy people, slightly touched in the head, who don't know enough to go to bed. Time marches on. We find the same two sleepy people. This time they've been married for 50 years. Of course, they seem very much older and very tired, because they've been losing all this sleep all this time. As our scene opens, they're returning from a party.
Well, here we are. It must be awful late.
Well, it ain't gonna do no harm to us. We don't often celebrate. Two sleepy people, but I'm still feeling fine.
Land sakes alive, it's 9:30.
You look mighty pretty tonight, Mother.
One, how you talk. You were pretty sharp yourself, doing the Lambeth walk. Two sleepy people. Now remember what you said.
Shucks, I'm up so late, I sort of hate to go to bed.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the car?
Sure do.
Watching every last fading star.
Yes.
Do you remember the doctor said our health was under par?
Yes, and look at me today. I'll be 89 in May. When I saw those beautiful gals at the party and then took a look at the men. Boy, oh boy, what I wouldn't give to be 75 again.
Two sleepy people, even as you and I regret now it's time to say goodbye.